evening. I'm Tom Lounges. It's time for Midwest Beats, a program all about music and the people who make it. I'm sure everybody within earshot of this signal remembers Jake and Elwood Blues, the famous brothers out of Calumet City. And tonight, we've got small-time Dave Dillard with us. Small-time Dave is a member of the Blues Brothers, Chicago's premier tribute to Jake and Elwood. They're going to be headlining at our Pet Rock event coming up this Saturday, March 11th, at the County Line Orchard, along with the Spaniels Forever. They'll be opening up the show. And we're going to talk with Dave in just a few minutes. We're going to play some music from the Blues Brothers, the tribute act. And, well, we're going to talk all about Pet Rock. We'll tell you what it is, and it's happening after your headlines. I'm Tom Lounge. Tonight we are talking about Pet Rock. It's the biggest annual event that the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana does. It's 4 years running now over at the County Line Orchard in Hobart. And coming back by encore, by special demand, the Blues Brothers will be back. A tribute to Jake and Elwood Blues. In fact, we're going to be playing some of their original songs from Small Time Dave and the Windy City Groove, which is their alter ego. We'll also be playing some Blues Brothers music as performed by the tribute group. We've got Frieda White, director, joining us from the Humane Society Northwest Indiana. We'll tell you about some of the cool stuff that some of the celebrity friends of the shelter have donated. But first, I think we should let the music do the talking.
But you know the most important things I do, anything that you want me to do, and just to get you, let me know. up on me. I got to have your love some way. I said, oh, baby, bring it back home, girl, where you belong.
As the Blues Brothers said, shake your tail feather. Good stuff there. That's Got to Find a Way. And that is the actual tribute group that is going to be playing. That is the Blues Brothers, a tribute to Jake and Elwood Blues. That will be at the Pet Rock event this Saturday, March 11th.
Man, that takes me back to actual Blues Brothers movie and some of that great music. Really good stuff over there.
I remember riding in the actual Blues Brothers car. When I worked at Peguish Records, they had the Blues Brothers album came out and the movie was out. And they brought the car to Hegwisch Records.
Did you get to announce with the speaker
on the top? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That was fun.
They reassembled it, huh?
Yes, they did. Joining us now is, co-band leader of the Blues Brothers, Dave Dillard. And you also have an original project, the Windy City Groove. And we're going to play an original soon here from that. But that music is so timeless. You guys are working all the time as the Blues Brothers. Why do you think the music is so magical?
Well, personally, I think there's a couple of different reasons. It's magical. That's one reason.
Okay.
Like you pointed out. And it's timeless, like you pointed out. So I think there's like two reasons right there.
Now, you're playing a lot of corporate events. You don't play a lot of clubs. So this is a really special event for Northwest Indiana to have you guys playing out here.
Well, the last time we played a club, the money was a little slim, so I had to like keep Elwood from falling back into his ways of crime.
And
we just figured it just doesn't pay. If you have to take all the money that you made that night just to throw some bail to get a guy out, it doesn't make much sense. And to tell you the truth, the boys in the band weren't really too happy about that. So for us being located here in the metropolis of Chicago, and a lot of people that relate the Blues Brothers to Chicago, we find it's a healthy environment for the corporate stuff. And we just got back from a trip to Kansas City last month. And that was a corporate job, too. So we travel all over the Midwest, and we've even been to Europe with the Armed Forces because they wanted a little bit of Blues Brothers stuff. So,
did you play Kansas City when you were in Kansas City?
No, we didn't. I know, how lame.
I was like, yeah, I could just see him busting out Kansas City.
Right. You know, I bet the corporate folks, they're not throwing those rocks and all that glasses and stuff like that.
Corporations do you hang out with, man?
I'm sure they're nice and chill over there.
Cheesecake bottles. Mm,
that's perfect.
These people, they were tire folks. Mm. They were they supplied tires to the whole country. They have places all over the country. So we got to go to Kansas City. We got to go to
got new West treads Virginia. On the bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They paid him in tires.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, funny thing happened while we were in Kansas City. I got the fender torn off of the trailers. So it wasn't exactly a tire thing, but it was close.
Wow. Yeah.
Car-related issues. Yeah. It's the worst to deal with.
Now, the Blues Brothers Tribute is a big band. It's, what, 8-9 members?
Yes.
Horns, everything's there?
Yes.
Yeah, and sometimes there's even a nun.
Yes.
Whacking their knuckles.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's right.
The videos.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many gentlemen out there asked to be whooped by the nun. But on this particular show, and it's like, what, next month or something?
It's next week, this weekend.
What? Yep. You're kidding me.
Yep. Call up the boys.
Get the boys.
Put it on your calendar.
Yeah, we're going to have our double wide horn section, or what we call the full house horn section, with our friend Terry Sonny Lee Tritt, who's one of the premier saxophone players in the...
You're familiar with
that? We don't let him play saxophone. He just comes out and plays the maraca. Huh. But still, he's a good sax player, and so we're going to have our four-piece horn section coming out for the animals here. He's got a couple of pitties.
Oh, okay.
And he also just picked up, you know, people sometimes can, you know, I mean, I think I have it rough in the big house with some of these guys I have to live with, but some people are not kind. And he actually found three pit bull puppies in a box on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
About three, four months back. And he already had two pit bulls, and so him and his son split up the pups, and they gave him a good home.
It's amazing how
that
cruel
so,
people are.
So much, yeah. Especially in the region all over the place. You constantly are hearing stories about people either abusing their animals or just abandoning them on the road. And
dumping them on the road like they, what, are they going to hitchhike home or something? I don't get it.
It's crazy.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. Hmm.
We've got this event coming up, and again, it's Saturday. It starts at 5, and it goes till 11 o'clock, and it's at the County Line Orchard, which is a beautiful, huge barn. Beautiful.
How many years is this now with Pet Rock?
Well, it started out back in the 80s I started doing this, and it was just a Humane Society fundraiser, we called it. We were real original back then.
Sure.
And then later it became it was called Giving the Dog a Bone and the Cat Too, after the AC/DC song. And then we
getting a little more clever there.
A little more clever. Then we put it on hiatus for a year. And I just couldn't put it together for 1 year, and I needed some downtime. And then we started doing this, I think this is the fifth year.
Wow.
Jim Peterick and friends played the first year. You guys played the second year. Neverly's played. No, this is the fourth year.
Fourth year
as Pet Rock at the County Line Orchard.
I know. It's one of those fundraisers in our area that gets a lot of traction. And I know Euro is running around like crazy putting this together. This is my third year of being around you when this is going on. I know.
It takes all year to do this.
It starts... It'll end on Saturday, March 11th, and the preparation will start Sunday, March 12th for you.
So. We have about 100 items that get donated, just all sorts of stuff. I've got things from the original Zombies from the 60s.
Oh, it's so cool.
I've got stuff from the new version of the Zombies. We've got Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, Mickey Gilley, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull donates every year. This year we've got sheet music from Dennis DeYoung, a platinum album from Joe Walsh, guitars from the Eagles, Led Zeppelin, Bad Company. Just on and on and on.
Do you know
on.
What surprises me every year you do this? You have such a, you know, all of your guests, all the people that you've invited on the show, they are always so supportive of this event. Every year you get people like Peterick and the Zombies and other people out there to contribute stuff, memorabilia, all for
a lot
cause.
Of the, a lot
hey,
of
don't
the
forget
guests.
Those jockey shorts I don't need.
Oh yeah, that's,
come on now.
I'm bidding on
I'll
that.
I'll sign them for you.
We've got actually it's going to be dropped off here in the next day or so. Have you ever seen my black briefcase? It looks like it's a flight case, like the Pat Gearin roll.
I don't think so.
Starcase is donating a beautiful replica of the one I've got.
Oh, cool!
But it's blue.
Oh, nice.
So it'll go
you
with
can
any
tell them
decor.
Apart. Yeah, there you go.
So they're going to be dropping
How'd you
that
get
off.
That thing?
they're good people.
They want to support the animals.
Glenn and everybody over at Star Case said, you know, we love it. They're going to come out. They're going to donate that case. Now, those cases are back in the day to have a Star Case. And that meant you were like somebody big, like you were Led Zeppelin's manager. Oh, yeah, I mean, sure, everybody that was cool in the music business had one. I wanted one my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I finally got one a few years ago at Pet Rock because they donated and I bid on it.
Oh, wow. And you won.
I used to live in a star cage.
Because you're a star.
Hard. Yeah. Times were hard, man.
At least you had a star case, though.
It had wheels at it, though.
That's good.
You know, and so many friends like Paul Rogers from Bad Company. Every year, he's been involved 3 years now as far as helping us. And he donated a Bad Company guitar signed by him and Simon Kirk.
That's something I'd be interested in. That'd be...
And we got a program, I think. I know we've got the vinyl LP of his solo album, The Royal Sessions, Doing the Blues, you know, down in Memphis.
Yeah.
We've got the CD version of it. And he signed everything. So, I mean, Paul has been a godsend to us. Him and his wife, Cynthia, have done amazing things to help us out. They put us in touch with Joe Walsh. Last year, they gave us tickets to the Bad Company Joe Walsh show. Mm. And I got to, people bid on him, and they went to go backstage.
Is Joe Walsh not one of the great just rock guys? He's a showman. To go and watch him play, he's still doing it like he did back in the 70s.
And he's doing it sober now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still and just he's, as good, he's if still not better. Just,
yeah. I wasn't going to say anything about that. Yeah. Go Joe.
Yeah,
go
Joe. There you go.
Let's play, in addition to doing the Blues Brothers, the Jake and Elwood tribute, you guys do an original project too, Small Time Dave in a Windy City, Groove. Or is it Groovers?
It was the Groovers, but the band teamed up on me and we changed. This was back in 1985, yeah, so... change to the Groove.
All right. Well, let's play an original song, and we'll be back with Frieda White, the executive director of the Humane Society, to tell us a little bit about why their shelter is a little different. This is an original song from, I won't say Lonesome Dave, but that's Foghat, Small Time Dave, and it's called Who's Who?
I'm Lonesome.
Coldest day of the year, winter 40 below. Well, when she put me out and told me to go, but that freezing Chicago wind and that drifting snow was not as cold. Is that woman's heart? Wasn't her roving eye, although she had that too. Many were the nights she'd stay out party past noon. It was that secret place in her soul, the one that I never knew. And ice ain't as cold as that woman's heart. The Arctic wind don't blow no colder. There ain't no pain that's any older. The Russian winter, Kukini Kool ain't as cold as that woman's heart.
mean as a junkyard dog. Hopped up on PCP, where she used to cuss and fight. Always worried me. And still I tried my best to love her, till she put the freeze on me. Nothing in that coat is that woman's heart. The Arctic wind don't blow no colder. There ain't no pain that's any older. The polar ice cap, the Russian winter. They ain't as cold as that woman's heart.
Cold as that woman's heart. Sound like anyone familiar? I think we've all had a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
Cold as that woman's heart. That is original music. That is Small Time Dave and the Windy City Groove. And they their alter ego is the Blues Brothers, a tribute to Jake and Elwood. And we'll be featuring the tribute show this Saturday at Pet Rock. And it's a benefit for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, which is based in Miller on Route 20. And we've got, I hope, on the phone with us, Frieda White. Frieda, are you there?
I am.
You are the executive director of the HSNI, as I like to call it. And tell us a little bit about the shelter itself and what makes you guys a little bit different, some of the rescue stuff you do.
Well, we help all the animals we can, and I can give you a quick example. Today, I've been dealing all day with, we had gotten in a stray, which is a Rottweiler, about 3 years old. And its right front leg was broken, so we took it to the vet, and they did an x-ray and checked it all out, and the baby has to have his leg amputated.
Mm-hmm.
So with general people helping and giving money and donating, we are going to have that leg amputated, and he will be fostered somewhere and then be up for adoption.
Wow. Now, the thing is, you know, everyone says, oh, a Rottweiler. You know, it's kind of like when you say pit bull or Doberman or Shepherd back in the day. It's a gentle dog, though, isn't it? I mean, it's a loving dog.
He was at the vet's office with his broken leg dangling and no pain meds and put his head on my leg.
Aw.
So even in the pain that he's in, he's just gentle as can be.
That's sweet.
I guess pretty much a gentle giant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the new Humane Society newsletter is out, and I know there's an article in here about Hope, who was one of the original dogs that started basically a lot of the abuse case stuff that this shelter does. And there's pictures of Hope in there, before and after. And Hope's Fund, tell us about Hope's Fund and how that helps animals.
Hope's Fund is for the neglected and abused animals, and we get them in periodically. We have two other cases of dogs that have mange severely where they have no hair. Well, that's where Hope's Fund comes in. We can take that money and I can help these animals and get them fixed and get them back to the normal puppy and dogs they need to be. And it's because of Hope's Fund that I could afford to do this. And it's the generous people that give us the money so we can.
Wow. And so many different animals have come through the Humane Society that you've seen, just horrific cases, scalded animals, stabbed animals, shot animals, broken legs. I mean, just these horrible things. But yet a lot of these animals survive and are cared for through Hope's Fund and eventually find loving homes, correct?
Oh, absolutely. They get great homes.
And the only reason that you're able to do this is because, as you mentioned, donations through local businesses, local residents, whether it's to support the shelter itself or specifically Hope's Fund if they want to help specifically abused animals. How do people contribute? How do they help you?
What they do, they can go to PayPal or they can go to First Giving and just give donations. And if you say specifically you want it to go to Hope's Fund, that money is only used for abused and neglected animals. We don't use it for bills, gas, lights, nothing. That's strictly for that.
Wow. And this event that we're doing on Saturday that the Blues Brothers are performing at with you, Pet Rock, this is 100% goes to the shelter. Now, tell us about Pet Rock from your perspective. I know that there's going to be some great music going on, and we've talked a little bit about some of the auction items. Will the shelter volunteers be there? Will we get a chance to meet some of the people that are on the front lines?
Oh, absolutely. All my board members will be there. Tom will be there.
We'll
have a lot of people, even my employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have employees there, and it's going to be it's going to be a great turnout. Now, this is the fourth year. We were figuring out on earlier, fourth year at the County Line Orchard, and we've had some great talent over the years. Jim Peterick and friends, of course, the Blues Brothers, Neverly Brothers, and now Blues Brothers back again. We had so many people that saw them 2-3 years ago and wanted them back. And I'm so glad that they're going to be able to come back.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Yes, we've had requests for you guys again.
Something else that you can do, whether you can attend or not, if you just happen to be in the Hobart area, of course, we'd love you to stay and have corned beef and cabbage with us and catch the bands. But if you're on your way somewhere and you're passing by, drop off some items. We're going to be collecting from the Humane Society wish list. And again, these are items that we don't have, the shelter doesn't have to pay for then if they're donated. And what are some of the key items that you really, really need the most that you go through a lot?
We go through a lot of kitten food and puppy food, and it's going to be coming up on puppy season, so we, you know, need a lot of that. We need the milk because we have puppies or kittens that are born, and we have to bottle feed them. We mm-hmm. need the milk for them.
Okay, and of course, bleach, because I think you guys are one of the cleanest shelters I think I've ever been in.
Absolutely. We use Clorox bleach, but we also use a DDS that cleans and I would like for everybody to come out and take a look. You'll be surprised. It's awesome.
It is. I mean, you walk in there and you have to say, wait, am I in the right place? I don't smell animals.
Hmm. Correct.
And that was one of the first things when I visited the different shelters. I've tried to help shelters across the area. And when I walked into your place there, it was like, wow, are there animals here?
That's got to be so key for also making sure the animals stay healthy is keeping a clean environment.
Definitely.
You are absolutely right. There's no reason for a place to smell.
Got a spare room?
Got a big run for you.
Yeah. It's a step up.
Yes, it's like I said, I would invite anybody out. They would be impressed, without a doubt. And our animals are very well taken care of. They get playtime. I have kittens and puppies and all the dogs. They get playtime. Even cats in a cage. I have a playroom. They get out every day to play.
Mm-hmm. Do you let volunteers walk the dogs? I always enjoyed doing that when at the shelter where I grew up in Illinois. They would let us walk the dogs, and I just always had a blast going in and taking the dogs for like a little. It wasn't like an enclosed area within the facility, but
yes, I do. In mm-hmm. fact, we you have to be at least 18. Mm-hmm. We also have fenced in areas in the back where you can play frisbee with them.
Ah.
Or if you just want to take them for a nice walk. We also have a bonding room if you want to come in and just sit and give some love.
That's so dangerous for me because I'd be walking out with dogs every single time I do that. But, man, yeah.
I have plenty. Come on in.
We've had some very big names that have helped out. Like I was telling the guys off air, Paul Rogers of Bad Company has made some incredible donations, both gifts for the auction, financial donations. We've had stuff coming in left and right. Charlie Daniels every year, Ted Nugent every year, donating things to this little shelter in Gary, the shelter that could. It's kind of like that little train because it defies odds, you know. And they don't get federal funding. You get no government funding at all, do you, Frida?
No, we don't. We do fundraisers and get donations. That's how we take care of these animals.
And some of the great businesses that help out. Albany's Candy, you're there all the time doing fundraisers and adopt-a-thons. And they're going to have some baskets. I guess we have like 22 baskets. And we've got tickets for Rod Stewart and Cindy Lauper that were donated by a local family.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be fun.
So we're getting more and more, and I just got a text now, and don't quote me on it yet, but I just got a text that we may be getting some Bulls tickets
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at this text now. It says we're working on getting Chicago Bulls and Blackhawk tickets. I mean, there all of go. This stuff being donated to the auction block. And if it's donated, then every penny that's raised goes to help these animals that Frieda's talking about.
Man, you can't you can't beat that.
We also have a week's stay in Mexico.
Oh, that's right. There's a week's vacation.
Ooh, Mexico.
Yes, service doctor. Oh,
Mexico.
Yeah.
Service
They're
doctor
awesome.
In Maryville.
I might not come back. Condo.
We may not let you. There will be a wall up by then.
Right.
Oh, my word.
But for the rock and rollers out there, we get some great stuff. Again, Eagles signed guitar, including the late, great Glenn Frey. There's a guitar signed by the three surviving members of Led Zeppelin, the Bad Company guitar Paul Rogers donated. And we got some fun stuff, too, for the kids and for those that are big kids.
Yeah.
Star Wars. We've got a signed picture from the late Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford and people like that. And Guardians of the Galaxy. The whole cast has signed something. Country folks, we've got Taylor Swift. We've got the superstar guitars with Carrie Underwood and Martina McBride. And I just got... an item that I'm donating from part of my collection. It's Leanne Rimes. It's a guitar pick. Not a pick, but a pick card signed with a picture, and it's all framed and matted.
Cool.
So I've got a lot of different things that I donate to it because Lord knows I have way too much memorabilia, and my wife wants it out of the house. So, yeah, we've got a lot
Amen.
Of stuff. Well, Frieda, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you.
Let's tell them where it's at. It's at 6100 Melton Road, and that is Route 20, correct?
Correct.
And how do they follow you or see the animals? How do we look at some of the animals if someone wants to adopt?
You can go to petfinder.com or you can go to www.petango.com.
All right. Humane Society Northwest Indiana, Pet Rock this Saturday, 5 o'clock dinner starts. Corned beef and cabbage till it's coming out your ears. We've got Chef Nick to thank, who actually brought us a pizza today.
Yeah,
thank you, Chef Nick.
Nick, you're always the best.
He's donating mac and cheese and a vegetarian option. I think it's marinara sauce and pasta for the vegetarians and for the kids in case they don't like corned beef and cabbage, or for Frieda, who doesn't like cabbage. She'll be eating corn dogs.
Hey, I would like to say a shout out to Lakeshore Paws. They help us a lot with our animals.
Yes, they do. And that, before we let you go, that is something that's very important to note. A lot of people think it's shelter versus shelter, like business versus.
No.
It's not. Most of the shelters, I say most, not all, but most of the shelters work well together if someone's got an abundance of animals rather than, you always hear, there's not enough cages or runs, so we have to put them down. Well, that doesn't happen.
That's a positive thing.
We work together.
Lakeshore Paws in Valparaiso takes our animals, and there are no kill.
Mm-hmm. And, Dave, who's here, who's part of the Blues Brothers, he has several animals. Dave, you want to tell Frieda about your pack?
I have a bunch.
You had a bunch, I think, the last time I seen you.
Yeah, we've gotten worse since then.
That's awesome.
We have a friend that works with the homeless hounds, and since we are kind of beagle folks, we find a lot of homeless beagles that find their way to our door. And, as Tom had asked me earlier, what do? Foster them? And I said, never. It may start out like that way, but it, once I get them in the house, man, I can't let them go. So, so I wouldn't want my family to know. But yeah, we have 14 now, 14 rescue animals.
Well, I know who to call when I get a beagle in.
There you
How
go.
About it?
Okay.
But he's got a huge area for them to run and play in, and it's like the Brady Bunch or something.
Wow.
That's
Only
fantastic.
Hairy. Yeah.
Wow.
A little bit hairier
than
the Brady's.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Well, if you have it in your heart, you can't help but. And it takes an event like this to help you realize that there are a lot of people out there that do care. And because, in this climate that we live in nowadays, it's easy to think that people don't. But I do want to say that, we've had a lot of our friends reach out to us. Including our Vietnam vet community down in Kokomo, Indiana, where we've played the largest
a Vietnam vet reunion in the country since 2004. And some of them boys are heading up to check out the County Line Orchard this wow. Saturday and drop in and see us. So, yeah, a lot of people out there that care. This is a great cause, a great event. And once again, I can't express my gratitude for people like you that live the job every day. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and I can't wait to see you guys Saturday.
Well, I hope we make it.
You will.
I hope the rest of the band gets out of jail in time.
Oh, my.
Got to coordinate with the warden. Yeah.
All right. Frieda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, oh, by the way, I want to thank Lakeshore, too, because Lakeshore is one of our big sponsors. In fact, you've been hearing ads running. In fact, Dan, why don't we play that ad real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that ad while Frieda's on the phone so she can hear it.
Support for programming on Lakeshore Public Radio comes from the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana's Pet Rock 2017, taking place from 5 to 11 p.m. at County Line Orchard in Hobart on Saturday, March 11th. Pet Rock 2017 will feature live music from the Blues Brothers, a tribute to Jake and Elwood, and more, along with traditional Irish food and silent and live auctions. More information is available at petrockanimalrescue.com or on Facebook at Humane Society of NWIN.
So that's our little commercial spot there that Lakeshore is donating as part of the sponsorship package. So did you like
fantastic.
That, Frieda? All right.
I loved it.
Been that's running the, all week.
All week, and that's the beautiful voice of our very own VP,
Maloney.
Tom Maloney. Yeah.
Good job.
He does.
And you can find out more information about the shelter by getting online, humanesocietynorthwestindiana.org. There are links to Pet Rock there. There's also my Facebook page, if you go to Tom Lounges or Tom Lounges HSNI Fundraiser. There's no way you cannot find us about Pet Rock. Go to Dave Dillard's page, and I'm sure he's got a link there as well. And let's play another Blues Brothers song. How about Funky NASA?
I like it.
All right.
Well, Julia, where did he got no soul? downtown, everybody knows. Well, it's too darn cold. It's too cold. Chicago's got the beat. Chicago's got the groove, and we know. Yes, we know. Take a little bit of that windy city now. Everywhere we go.
Getting all funky, Funky Nassau. That is the Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood Blues, the tribute that will be performing this Saturday. That is the band you're going to hear this Saturday at Pet Rock at County Line Orchard. Beautiful facility. If you've never been to County Line Orchard, there's the first reason to go. It's beautiful. It's a handmade giant barn where they hold weddings and big events, and it's just beautiful in there.
You know, Tom, I've been working out here for 3 years now, and I haven't made my way out there yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
Huh. It's prettier than the exercise yard.
We're going to have two great entertainment groups, the Spaniels Forever, going to open things up with some great R&B and doo-wop music. We're going to have the Blues Brothers closing out the show. We've got corned beef and cabbage provided by Strack and Van Til, which you know is going to be good.
Of course.
We've got the mac and cheese and the vegetarian option, courtesy of Chef Nick, and you know that's going to be good.
Chef Nick's always pulling together some delicious items. So.
And so many great baskets. Like I said, the community is really coming together. I want to thank Tom and Nancy. We just met with them last weekend, and they're old friends, and we used to do Christmas events together for Toys for Tots. And I hadn't talked to them in years, and they reached out and says, hey, we got some Rod Stewart tickets, Rod Stewart and Cindy Lauper. Would you like them? I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
twist my arm just a little bit. And they also kicked in like a Rod Stewart blanket and coffee mug, and it's a Rod Stewart package, a big bag with Rod's face on it.
Wow.
I mean, if you're a Rod Stewart fan, you're going to want this.
I would wrap myself in that blanket any day, Tom.
And now they're getting a hold of me now saying, you know, maybe Chicago Blackhawks and Bulls. And, you know, we've got the Railcats just donated a big basket for a party for 20. We've got Memorial Opera House is donating some Flexi tickets. The Star Plaza is donating some stuff. Brightside Music donating tickets. Go see Roger McGuinn of the Birds and also Michael McDermott and the Bottle Rockets, a great Americana group. So,
Tom, I was saying this before, that Pet Rock is like the pinnacle of what a year's worth of your show is. It's just everyone who comes on your show is like, yeah, we want to be a part of this too. And it's really cool.
And how cool is this? For the first time, we're going to have something signed from the legendary Ritchie Blackmore.
Oh, we've had Blackmore
Candace,
Night,
Blackmore's Night. We've had Candace's wife on the show three times now, twice this last year. And I said, Candace, I know he doesn't like to sign things, you know. I'll buy a guitar if he signs it.
This is pretty rare.
Well, he won't sign the guitar, but they did send us a beautiful box set of a live concert from Rainbow.
Oh, that's just as good.
With a T-shirt in it. It's like a little cool collector pack. And he signed the front. I mean, Ritchie Blackmore. So that's one of the items. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to let that go cheap. Not yeah, after 3 years of begging.
People are going to have to be competing with you, it sounds
Truly. It's funny because I get some of these items. And you know me, I love having this
You
stuff.
Like your memorabilia.
So I'll put it on the auction block. And it's sent to me. And I put it on the auction block because it's donated. A lot of this stuff is donated specifically for this. Some of it's mine that I donate, but some of it's specifically for this. And I'll look at that and say, I want that. And my wife looks at me like, we just had it at the house for the last 6 months. Yeah, but I want that.
I want it forever.
So open the checkbook and, well, back to doing radio.
Yeah, no, hey, well, radio's always a good place to stay and be poor, I guess.
Yep. Small time Dave Dillard with us in the studio. He is the co-founder of the Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood, the Tribute. How long have you guys been doing the Tribute? I mean, you've been doing blues and with Windy City Dave in the groove for a while now. How did the Blues Brothers come about? And was it meant to be a long-term thing or was it a one-off thing that just took a life?
Well, I guess I could thank an agent friend of mine, Marie Lewis. I'll give Marie a shout out for from Word of Mouth Entertainment. I don't know if she's still working in the business these days. I have a feeling she probably is. But, you know, on occasion, Marie would call us. She did a lot of casino work all throughout the Midwest and stuff like that. And that's really kind of what got us traveling as much as we do these days, too. But she would call and ask me if we did a Blues Brothers show, and I would tell her, you know, no, we don't do the Blues Brothers show, but we do all of the Blues Brothers music. Mm-hmm. And she would always say, well, that's not good enough. You know, these people want the show.
Put the hat and glasses
with the whole smear. And you know, back then, you know, we were a little, you know, we thought we were, I don't know, L.A. bound or something. We were, you know, we were real musicians. We were, and finally, you know, I broke down and decided to try it. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it allowed us to do some traveling, which we wanted to do. The money was better than the clubs that we were working. And another thing that happened to me was I learned that by getting into a personality other than your own was kind of a bit of freedom, you know, because it allowed you to do things that you might not do normally. And it just it gave you a little bit of, like you were talking earlier, an alter ego. And so that you can play around a little bit and get into that. And we have met so many people all over the country and, as I said, in Europe, performing for the Air Force and the Army. We played at the American Embassy in Jordan, and it just allowed us to do a whole lot more things than we were doing as just like a club or a festival act on the local scene. So, and we started that back in 1995, and then we got to be the first house band at the House of Blues when they opened up in late 96, 97 for their corporate work. So we did that for about 4 or 5 years. We were the first call for the corporate work at the House of Blues. So.
Now, Dan Aykroyd was principal in the House of Blues back in the day. Did he ever see you perform?
I met Dan. We were talking off mic here. That first song that came out kind of accidentally, that Cold as That Woman's Heart, that our buddy John Dewich played some slide guitar on it for me. And he was down playing at Buddy Guy's and heard a rumor that Dan Aykroyd was going to swing by and do an Entertainment Tonight interview there about the opening of the club in Chicago. And so he called me up and told me about it, and I got in the car and I drove down there. And I've sat there and watched Dan Aykroyd do his interview at the front counter there. And then he walked out the door. And I walked out the door behind him and gave him a promo pack. And I said, you know, thanks for doing the Blues Brothers. It's meant a lot to us. And I think I scared Dan because he kind of like jumped behind one of his friends, and then they all got in a taxi cab very quickly. And that was my meeting with Dan Aykroyd. So,
Were you dressed as Elwood?
No, I wasn't. I was dressed normally. Maybe that's what threw him off. I don't know. Or maybe just thought I was trouble. I don't know. But yeah, he got that look on his face, and they soon departed. So,
but the fact you guys have actually played Chicago's House of Blues for a number of years as the invited Blues Brothers guest, that speaks volumes on top of the world tours and everything
sure.
else.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, as I said, we've been lucky, and it's opened a lot of doors for us. I mean, you know, we've played for the United States Olympic Committee. We've played for the city of Chicago. We've played for the sports teams in Chicago, a lot of the Fortune 500 companies from Chicago, and also they come to Chicago to do their events. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we played an event up front of Hillary Clinton at the McCormick Place. There was like 15,000 people there to see her.
You know. Do you have a lot of nerves when you're doing a show like that? That would scare the heck out of me, 15,000 people.
I'm so old now and senile, I forget what I'm doing.
So. Hiding behind the sunglasses. Yeah, right. They can't see him.
I get out there and you know, it's just like your wedding night. Before you know it, it's over and most of it's forgotten.
How do you know what my wedding night was like? Were you the guy under the bed?
No comment.
Of course, and now this Saturday you get a chance to see these guys live and in the flesh, and that is at the County Line Orchard for Pet Rock. It's the biggest event of the year for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. And you heard Frieda White, the executive director, talking about the dog that they just had to fix the leg on and all these different groups and animals that they help. Please stop out and join us. It's going to be a great night of fun. Puts the fun in fundraiser. And, of course, the Blues Brothers. You can't go wrong with them. Dave, thank you. Let's give a quick shout-out. Run down the guys' names.
I won't mention the time that they're pulling or the reason that they're in the state custody, but my longest running member of the band is Wild Bill on guitar, Wild Bill Bradley. He's been with the band for 36 years. I have my bass player, Danny Alfano, from Hobart, Indiana. He's been with the band for 20 years. My sidekick, who plays Elwood, Steve Daniels, plays trumpet and harmonica. He's been with the band for 23 years. Then I have my sax player, Wally Ankiewicz, from Tinley Park. He's been with the band about 30 years. And then I have my trombone player, Mike the Bull Heritage. He's also from Hobart, Indiana. He's been with the band for 17 years now.
Wow.
And I have my drummer, Stewicki. He's been with the band for 15 years now. And then the new guy on the set has been there for 4 years, and he's a stable around Northwest Indiana and Illinois. Dan Lemon on piano and the organ. And as I say, he's been with the band for about 4 years. And I'll shout out my prior keyboard player, who was with me for 29 years, and we lost Ronnie about 4 years ago. That's how Danny got a spot and stepped in. And then on this gig Saturday, a good friend of ours, Sonny Lee Tritt, who played some saxophone on our Who's Who album back in 1994. He's coming out. He also went with us to Kansas City last month. So I said, hey, let's just roll it on over and come on out to Hobart. So we're going to have the full big horn section out. A lot of fun.
All right. That's this Saturday, County Line Orchard, Pet Rock. And let's take it out of here with a little bit of Midnight Lover Man. Thank you, David.
When I'm out for a taste of the town, don't nobody try to slow me down.
running the highway till the break of day. Sun comes up and I'm on my way, cause I'm a moonlight rider now. I'm a soul provider. Well, you know I am a midnight lover man. Call on me for what you need, and I'll be there. You need a little loving on some company. You know you can count on me. You can reach me by the telephone. There ain't no need for you to be alone.